From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid isn't promising a positive outcome for Democrats in a vote scheduled tomorrow on moving a health care bill to the floor for debate. But Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin has been a big cheerleader of the bill yesterday.
I'm very confident that not only will the Democratic caucus unite around this bill, but the American people will unite around it also.
Democrats would need all 60 votes in their caucus to defeat a Republican filibuster attempt, and a few senators still have not committed. Meanwhile, Republicans remain united in opposition. The House has already passed a health care bill, which House Minority Leader John Boehner yesterday claimed the American people have rejected. A South Florida woman has won what is believed to be the largest single award to date in ongoing litigation that pits smokers against tobacco companies. Philip Morris, USA, says it wants to review the verdict. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman has more.
A jury in Fort Lauderdale ordered Philip Morris to pay 61-year-old Cindy Noggle $300 million, an award currently the largest amount among thousands of lawsuits adjudicated in the state against tobacco companies. It amounts to $56 million in compensatory and $244 million in punitive damages against the Richmond-based cigarette maker, which is now a unit of Altria Group Incorporated. Noggle's attorney, Robert Kelly, says the jury saw just how much harm smoking had done to his client.
She's on oxygen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and yet she gets up at 4:30 every morning so that she can get ready to go to work. Takes her about 2 hours to go to work because she's winded after she brushes her teeth.
There are a total of 8,000 separate lawsuits filed against tobacco companies by Florida smokers and their families. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
A former rapid transit police officer accused of killing an unarmed passenger in Oakland, California on New Year's Day of this year will have his trial moved to Los Angeles County. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Alameda County Judge Morris Jacobson says the former BART cop Johannes Messerly can't get a fair trial in Oakland. The judge cited extensive media coverage of the fatal shooting of 22-year-old Oscar Grant. The shooting was captured by several cell phone video cameras and widely viewed on the internet. It also set off violent demonstrations in Oakland. Messerly's defense attorneys say the officer intended to pull out his taser when he accidentally shot Grant, who was lying face down on a train platform. Messerly is white, and Grant was African-American. The trial could highlight the accusation of police brutality or raise questions about the justifiable use of force by police who feel their own safety might be threatened. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
In stock trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 15 points at 10,318, the NASDAQ Composite down 16, the S&P down 4. This is NPR News. The leader of a group of men convicted of plotting to bring down the Sears Tower in Chicago and to bomb FBI offices is scheduled to be sentenced today in Miami. Narcile Batiste could receive a prison sentence of up to 70 years. Four other men involved in the plot have been sentenced for supporting terrorism, and two men have been acquitted. Soccer's governing body, FIFA, has ruled out a replay of a 2010 World Cup qualifying match between France and Ireland. Officials in Ireland asked for a rematch after television replays highlighted a referee's missed call. Eleanor Beardsley has more from Paris.
French soccer star Thierry Henry clearly touched the ball, setting up the goal that propelled France past Ireland Wednesday night. Replays of the controversial goal are being shown nonstop on French television, and Henry himself admitted he touched the ball. Media outrage in Ireland fueled calls for a replay of the game. Angry Irish sports commentators blasted Henry as le cheat, and even many French commentators said the goal should not have been allowed. The incident is reverberating beyond the sports pages. Not only did Ireland's justice minister intervene to ask soccer officials to allow a rematch, but French President Nicolas Sarkozy apologized to Irish Prime Minister Brian Cowan for the controversial win. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
San Francisco Giants baseball star Tim Lincecum is the first repeat winner of the Cy Young Award since Randy Johnson won four in a row starting in 1999. Lincecum finished in the voting for the National League's best pitcher ahead of Chris Carpenter and Adam Wainwright, both of the Cardinals. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.